Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. Today is October the 30th, 2013. I'm your host, The Knight Rider. Today's topic, for the 2014 GOP, it's a house of cards come tumbling down hard. Let's get right to it. In the wake of the utterly disastrous GOP-triggered government shutdown, there are now upwards of 37 GOP congressional seats up for grabs by Democratic candidates next year in the November 2014 off-year elections, way more than enough to bring the House of Representatives back under Democratic control and under the tight control of Madam Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. How's that for a reversal of fortune for you? Something about pride goeth before the fall, tea baggers? Let's thank the human wrecking ball, GOP Tea Party nutbag Ted Cruz, missile of Texas, no less a GOP luminary than the vaunted direct mail pioneer, GOP stalwart, Richard Viguerie, the creator of the modern-day political campaign mass mail blitz in the 1970s, declared this week that there will be a real bloodbath within the GOP come November 2014. He is going to target moderate GOP candidates around the country that failed to stand up and vote against the government shutdown. And he's going to use his arsenal of direct mail on behalf of Tea Party candidates. It should be interesting. The primaries between Tea Party Republicans and moderate to not conservative enough Republicans around the country should be a real bloodbath indeed. I listened this morning to a replay of the Commonwealth Club segment in the last week or so featuring Chris Matthews, the NBC host of Hardball, in which Mr. Matthews remarked that GOP House Leader John Boehner was just a regular small-town, Main Street kind of Republican who was just bedeviled with Tea Party crazies. What Mr. Matthews failed to mention is that the Boehner man voluntarily and knowingly ceded his powers as Speaker of the House and actually helped to usher in the disastrous shutdown, knowing full well in advance there was little or no chance of any measurable scale back of Obamacare. In short, Boehner proved himself as nothing more than a very flaccid House member in a time when big-time, adult-like action was called for. Yes, it's all tumbling down now for the Republican House members for having placed all of their hopes for the dismantlement of Obamacare on nothing more than the shifting sand. Now that the tide has swept back in, a tide of overwhelming across-the-board voter disapproval and disgust of the GOP as the primary culprit in this government shutdown of recent, the party of Lincoln looks more like the Donner Party. Cannibalism, anyone? Okay, that's it for another episode of Rough Riders Radio. You can check out the rest of my internet radio episodes at www.blogtalkradio.com/Rough Riders. That's with a Z. Thanks for listening today. And remember, as always, stay well, keep it lit, and now we're signing off.